Cool. All right, again, here we go. And truly that's one of the ones where you go, don't know that one, or don't know how to say it. But before we roll into that, let's just see, for those of you who've been here, if there's still any sort of brain cells ticking over still with the other. Kauai Toimo? Kauai
Diana Aho.
Oh, kia ora, Diana. And the kia ora remembers not just hello, but good on you, awesome you, okay. Kauai Toimo?
Colleen Aho.
Oh, kia ora, Colleen. Nice to meet you, Colleen. Kauai Toingua.
Kumari
Aho. Kia ora. Kauai Toingua. Oh, kia ora. So it's just that, you know, kauai, which really means nothing, just I'm introducing the sentence, my name, and aho, or which is just me, that's who I am. And so the writing up, let's just do that. You won't need to do this if you weren't here, but you might want to quickly do it if you weren't. So kauai toingoa, literally, as we said last week, who, your name. Who, your name. And then you answer is called whatever it is, aho, and that word aho. And I should just give you a little warning before we get there that aho is sometimes shortened to just O. So, but in that particular sense, it tends to be said aho because O just sounds like not a big enough word to put at the end. That would call him just to saying, here's what's coming. And we had that other one, which was, no here koe.
No Ipswich aho.
No Ipswich. No Ipswich.
That was my favourite answer.
No Ipswich. No here koe.
No Netherlands.
No Netherlands aho. Well, koi, yeah, oh, great, yeah. And probably if you look up a dictionary, you'll find that there's some lovely transliteration of the country, you know, that they've worked out. Of course, Māori soldiers went to World War I and started actually, you know, hearing the names of these countries and going, oh, so Tiamani is Germany, you know, things like that, just listen to it and how the closest you can sound that in Māori. And of course, that's common to any language that then tries to interpret names from other languages. We do that ourselves in English, we just don't know because we assume all the words are in English anyway, because we just like that. Okay, so no here koe, that no here koe. No, somewhere aho. So that's the from, that's the where, that's the you, and that's the from. Okay, and we had kia ora, of course. So let's do a big kia ora together. Kia ora. Kia ora. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Oh, kia ora. Kia ora.
Yeah.
Oh, kia ora. Oh, kia ora.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. And it's funny how at first you go, oh, it's funny, just saying it a lot, you go, oh, you're just repeating. Your brain just goes, oh, kia ora. You just repeat sounds, okay? Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Oh, kia ora.
Kia ora.
Oh. See, and the other thing is we do it together a bit so that you feel a little bit safer when you first say, you know, it's helpful too, okay? So that's the other thing we've done there. That's about all, isn't it? That's about it. And remember, the order means alive or healthy or, you know.
Good on you.
And when I said that means, and yeah, so it could also be like good on you. I said that when you mean be, there actually is no word be, but it's a word used for like giving a command, like be healthy. It's actually like not giving you a choice, just be healthy. Okay, let's go to our lovely national anthem. E hoa atua. So just a bit of the background, in the 1870s, Thomas Bracken, the New Zealand poet, wrote the words of this song and put it out there for a competition for someone to write a melody to it. John Joseph Woods from down in Central Otago wrote the melody, on his little piano, and that won the competition for the tune. And the Māori translation was actually done very soon afterwards by, would you believe, a Pākehā person who just happened to be like a Māori land court judge, and so part of his job was to be able to speak Māori language fluently. To do that job, as you might imagine. So that's where the translation comes from, way, way back. So it was then very early on. So we'll go through and sort of pronouncing this and weird what the words actually mean. And we'll see some really interesting things as we go. So e hoa atua. So after me. Ihoa.
Ihoa.
Atua.
Atua.
E hoa atua.
E hoa
atua. So e. Okay. E. Ihoa. E. Ho. Wa. You'll often see that with the lengthening thing, with the macron. Ihoa. Ihoa. Yeah, yeah, okay. Atua. Now, here's just a word about this word, atua. So you don't get the wrong meaning. Because if you say atua when you're speaking, when you sing it, you have to say atua because that's how long the note is, right? Ehihoa, atua. You have to sing it because that's how long the note is. But if you're saying it, you would not say ehihoa, atua. You would say ehihoa, atua. So what's the difference between atua and atua? Macron, isn't it? It's just that lengthening, isn't it? Here's why you would not say it with this. And it's to do with religion, of course. This word means Jehovah. In other words, it's a transliteration of the English language word Jehovah, which in turn is from taken, assumed to be a transliteration of the Hebrew name for God, Yahweh. So that's the best translation of that is probably Jehovah, because that sort of makes sense of why on earth, you know, which is you had that him guiding you on that road, Jehovah. So a personal name for God. And then, but this word here means, atua means God. So, if you say atua, the problem is that atua means God's plural. So it's sort of helpful to not say that, if that's what you're trying to say is God. Okay? And I've just realised that I need a white drop of thing. That's cool. Can you give me a rag thing for the kitchen? So, just I'll just put that down the bottom in the meantime. Atua is God, and Atua.
There you go.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Jerome.
No, no, no. That's the other group that comes in. So that stuff, if you didn't get it down, it's on the website. Good job. Okay. So, there we go. So, that's God and gods. Now, of course, that means that these are words that Māori had before contact with Christian missionaries. And atua was a god, a Māori god. Like Tangaroa, like Tāne, like Ranginui, like Papatūānuku, like, you know, all the different departmental gods in Māori pantheon. And atua were that, of course, we say multiple gods, were, as a plural of that. And you get the same thing with the name Matua. When you come across the name Matua, like meaning like an uncle or a teacher, right? Matua. If you say Matua instead of Matua, it means plural. So it's actually helpful to say Matua rather than Matua.
Are you supposed to say Maori rather than Maoris?
Yes, because in Maori there is no S on. Yeah. So it depends. That's an interesting
that's
question.
It's insulting, isn't it?
No, well, yes and no, because it's this whole argument we're talking about with place names is that you take words from another language into your language. So how much you follow the rules of that language when you're speaking words is really up to that speaker. So what we're saying here is that it's a matter of we might make an effort to do that because we have that knowledge.
Or kamatoas.
Pardon?
Or kamatoas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Kamatoa.
Yeah. So to avoid putting S's on the end of the word because we are aware that, oh, in Māori you don't do that, so we won't do that. So it's an awareness of language thing. So you might say Taranaki, because you know that's how it's pronounced, and because you're going to say, okay, and I'm going to say it that way so that you know that I understand that and give that respect, if you like, or that, you know. But it's not like, but you could equally say, if I'm thinking of it as an English word, then yes, I would put an S on the end of it if I didn't know any more than that. Okay, so what I mean is you can answer the question both ways, Peter. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So there's e hoa atua. Jehovah God. So now you can see the problem. And all you've said is God. So in English, by that time you've said, God of nations, at thy feet. You've said half a sentence, haven't you? So, what's the problem, Maori? The problem is that everything is a syllable with a vowel. So it takes more syllables to say the words. So you fit less in a line. So, this A, any thoughts here? It's just a thing you use before a person's name to address them. So instead of just saying Mel, I might say Mel. You know, as a sort of like an introduction to a name. It tends to be used with shorter names. I think in my training, once it's more than two syllables, you shouldn't use it. But remember also they put in the as extra things in songs to just fill out the right number of syllables. So E O Atua. O Ngā Iwi Mātauda. Here we go.
O Ngā Iwi Mātauda.
Oh, so let's say that together first. Ngā iwi. Ngā iwi. Ngā iwi. Ngā iwi. Mato. Mato. Mato da. Mato da. O ngā iwi.
O ngā iwi.
Mato da. Mato da. Okay, so this is o. Ngā. Ngā.
Ngā.
Ngā. So you sort of close your nose off while you're saying nah, so it's nah, it's nah, and that longer nah. Now you've already had this and it means? More than one, it's the word for the, like te is the, and nah is the word for the when it's plural, okay?
So you can use that to be yes,
Yeah, exactly. So that's a good answer, yeah, to an extra part of what you were asking about, Peter. So in Māori, you know, to take a word like that doesn't have, you know, I'm trying to think now.
Māori.
Yeah. Yeah, using ngā Māori instead of te Māori. Yeah, sure. Okay, so that's the and the. That's singular and that's plural. Okay? Those who do language as grammar. Okay, on iwi. I think you probably know how iwi is spelled because that's in the news a lot, isn't it? So, what are iwi?
Tribes.
Keep going. Group. Other possibilities?
Groups.
Pardon?
Groups.
Family.
A little bit, yeah. So it's a little bit bigger than family. So it's more in the direction of peoples, tribes. Of course, in English, we're saying God of
nations.
So the word iwi does a lot of work between a reasonably small tribe to a fairly big tribe. You might say that, you know, Waikato is an iwi, or Tainu's, you know, it could be quite a big area, or it could be like a whole nation of people. Te iwi Māori is a way of expressing the Māori people. Yeah? So of the, in this case, of the, and this is of, it's quite helpful that it's just of, like in English, sort of the peoples, or nations, Mātauna. So, Mātau. Now, we had Tato the other day, right? Tato, Tato, didn't we? Do you remember what Tato meant? So, we went, Te aroha, te whakapono, me te rangi marie, Tato. Yeah, us guys, okay? And do you remember Tato was spelled like this, right? Tato. So, Mātau, you might guess, would be pretty much the same. Mato, and ra. Okay, so here's a beautiful part of Māori language which tells you everything about the priorities in a language. Did you know that when you learn a language, you find out so much about the culture because you find out which words they make differences between? Yeah? Words, names that have a lot of words for the word whatever means that's what they're really interested in. And a different one of those has a different name, that sort of thing. So, this is, would you believe, we and us.
We and us?
Yeah, which is exactly what I wrote for Tato, wasn't it? Right? Didn't I write that under Tato? we, us. So what's the difference between this we, us and that we, us? It's to do with the fact that in Māori, it's very important when you're speaking whose side you're on and where you're up to in the speech making. Because the whole point of a Māori welcome is to establish connections between the hosts and the visitors. And so you don't really think of yourselves as tato, as all of us, until you got to the end of it, which is why you sometimes hear at the end of a speech someone saying, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou, not tēnā koutou, but tēnā tātou katoa. And they're emphasising that now I've spoken to all of this, I'm thinking of all of us as one group. Mato means you're not including the person you're speaking to. Right? You're not including the person in your group. So if I'm speaking to you and speaking on behalf of, you know, the cricket team, and I'm saying we, us, I'm meaning the cricket team I'm representing to you, not you guys. Not we, but we. You see how we is actually two different concepts, isn't it? We might include the people you're talking to. Yes? Are we all agreed on that? See, I'm all talking to all of you, aren't I? You know, we play cricket every week. Oh, that's not, you know, obviously now I'm not talking to the whole group. See the difference? Now, in English, we just move between the two, and we just work out the difference depending on what we're saying. In Māori, the difference is specific in a word. So mato is not including the person you're speaking to. So who are you speaking to?
God.
So this is actually a prayer. Like God Save the Queen is, you know, so it's sort of like a thing addressed. So this is written as a prayer. So God, you're saying, God of us, the nations.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the us you're saying is you're talking to God, you're not including God in the us. Does that make sense? You're talking to God, but you're not including the God in the us. You're saying we, the nations, not including you, God, we. So the person you're talking to is not included in the us. Okay? Strange and tricky, isn't it? But that tells you where the culture's coming from. Oh, maybe mato ra. Okay. That's probably enough for one. What is it? This is a lot of stuff in this and that one bit, isn't it?
So what is that saying?
So all that's saying is God of nations. All that's saying is God of us nations. So by the time you're saying two lines in Māori, all you've said in Māori is God of nations. God of us, the nations. So in that time in English, you've said, God of nations, at thy feet, in the bonds of love we meet. See how English words... yeah? That's the difference. Okay? So let's see how good you are with that in front of you. Together we'll sing.
Ehoa atua, o Māori we matoura.
Oh, you can do that without that, can't you? So can you do it without that? Just glance down at your book if you need to. Okay, here we go again. 2, 3, 4.
Ehoa atua, o Māori we matoura.
Wonderful, it's not there.
Where did you ra?
Oh, okay, so where does the ra come into it? Would you believe that ra is another one of these filler words that you put in songs? For sort of emphasis? It's a sort of... Yeah, they do this with their songwriting, eh?
Okay.
To get the rhythm right.
Okay, so there's no...
So it's a filler, a little bit like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. It does have a meaning as well, but in this case, not really. Okay?
Yep.
Filler thing. Emphasis thing. Something thing. Okay? Cool. Let's see if you flick it back to your page and see if you can do the other song from memory or from your words. After me, te araha.
Te
araha. Te whakapono. Te whakapono. Me te rangi Māori. Me te rangi Māori. Tātou tātou e. Tātou tātou e. So sing with me this time.
Te aroha, te whakapono, me te rangi Māori.
And on the website I should have that. Love, faith, peace, and peace. This is all of us. And so it means like be among all of us. Okay? Okay, so now just a couple more greetings to round off this evening. And we're going to bring up some ideas from Rangi Māori. What other greetings do people use to you in Māori? Like a good morning or whatever?
Yes,
yeah. Morena, yeah. And any others?
Haere mai.
Haere mai is another one, yeah. Like welcome.
Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, yeah. Okay, so let's go to the morena one first and just look at that bit, and we're going to do two others that go with that and finish there. Okay, so the first one, morena, so after me, morena.
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 Morena. Okay. And this is obviously just the word morning, you know, with a transliterated across. Transliterated just means taking a word and copying it into your own language by the sound. Not translating it as an idea, but as a sound. So in other words, you've created a new word in your language that wasn't there before. And English does this all the time. So morena. So morena. Now here's the problem. If you go to someone and say morena, then you can hear that's not quite, doesn't quite sound like morning. And so the idea is, if you put the stress or the emphasis or the lengthening there, then it comes out right. So after me, morena, morena, because then it sounds like morning, morena, morning, morena. So that's, as long as you get the, if you don't get the emphasis in the right place, words sound silly, don't they? You know that, don't you?
Does that mean good morning?
Well, the word by itself means morning, but it's, as a greeting, you would really translate it, what would you say in English?
Good morning.
You'd normally say good morning, wouldn't you? Not just, yeah. But you might just say morning.
Yeah.
You might.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, morning, yeah, or good morning. So when you translate, and that's that thing about, you know, do you translate word for word?
Okay.
And if you would normally say good morning, but there is
no good.
In that transliteration, they just transliterate that part. Okay? So morena. Morena?
Morena.
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 Morena. Morena. Yeah, so you can see how that sometimes you're just going a little bit. Now, and the reason will be, because you're looking at that, maybe you've seen it written, we've said it that way before. After me, morena.
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 So the emphasis has to be on that first syllable for it to sound, come out the right way. Okay?
Could you answer morena with haere mai?
Well, haere mai is more welcome. So it's a little bit more formal, if you like, welcoming people to a meeting or to the from the front or something.
But you could
or as you come in the door. Yeah. So it means morena is just a general like we'd say, just good morning. Yeah. Morena. Another one, though, that's the same as that, means the same, and it's actually, because that's obviously not a Māori word written, is ata Māori. Ata Māori. So after me, ata Māori. Ata Māori.
Ata
Māori. Ata Māori. Ata Māori. Ata Māori. So ata Māori. You know how to spell these words because you know what it's called. Ata.
Ata.
A-T-A, yeah. Ata. 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 Marie. We already had it, didn't we? Marie. Which means you already know what Marie means. It means to do with?
Peace.
So it's peaceful. And in other words, again, it's this idea of blessing and sort of, you know, goodness and calmness and good in that sense. That you have a nice, I guess we'd say, have a nice morning. Is that so? No, when we say nice, we're meaning that. We're meaning like, you know, isn't peaceful, isn't pleasant, isn't so pleasant. More than that sort of. Ata then is the Māori word that actually means
morning.
Okay, so that's a morning, and that's peaceful. Now, in other words, good morning. So you wouldn't say that the translation is peaceful morning, because that's not what you say in English, do you? You don't tend to say, look, people say, oh, have a peaceful morning. But atamaria is a normal greeting in mind. So the translation is what you would normally say. So
if somebody said to you,
atamaria.
You know, someone said, morena. Would you reply with atamaria?
Either. Okay. It doesn't matter. They're alternatives. So, yeah, they've both become quite normal use.
Does that mean that Māori is a Māori name for somebody?
No, Māori is the Māori word for ordinary, normal.
Right, so you wouldn't call
it. So, we're Māori means we're the ordinary people, the normal people around here.
Right.
Like the only people around here. What do you mean? Well, no, they were, you mentioned in the situation they were asked, who are you? Well, we're just like, who we are. What do you mean? What sort of people are we? They weren't comparing themselves to anybody when they answered that question.
Poor, yeah? Misunderstanding.
Sorry.
He's referring to Māori.
Māori. Oh, sorry. Beg your pardon. Sorry. I was thinking you were talking Māori. Okay, Māori is in the Māori language. Sorry. Beg your pardon, Peter. So, Māori.
That could be a name in Māori.
Shouldn't you come across why Māori as a name?
Would it be wrong to name a Māori child Māori?
No. You mean as in, but yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. You think of it as, yeah, it's an English name, it's a,
yeah.
And it means something a little bit different in English, but yeah. Okay, so atamaria. So, but what do you notice about atamaria? The order of the words?
They're back to front.
No, they're not. They're not back to front. They're in the proper way. English is back to front. Isn't it? If you're a French speaker, English is back to front, isn't it? Yeah? This is what I mean, isn't it? So if you're in the Māori language mode, your adjectives go? Your nouns, just like, so if you know a bit of French, you go, I know that. So,
I say to you, bonjour.
Yeah, bonjour, which is combined one word, that's right, and sometimes it's not, you're absolutely right. And bon vin blanc is a good example, but you know, but yeah, in general, and as a general rule, yeah. So, yeah. So that'll be something to watch out for as we go. Anything else I've left out of there or not explained? Hopefully not too much information in one go. We've done two lines of the National Anthem. We've done a lot of revising. That's the new stuff there, isn't it?
You're
going
to give us three.
Pardon?
You said you're going to give us three.
Oh, three. Okay, sorry. And I can give you a good night as well. Give you a good night? Because that would be good for... Yeah.
What would you say for the afternoon? Because you've got
Morena. There's no specific one I'm aware of for the afternoon. And German doesn't have one either, so languages often go a bit shy on afternoons for greetings. You're not normally greeting
somebody
in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Tend to just say good. Yeah. In English, you just say good day, don't you? Hello, good day. You don't. I mean, sorry, you can say good afternoon. So I'm thinking in German, you don't. There's no one in German. So not every language has one for that. Here we go. So the night is. Paul, Māori. So here's our Paul. How do you spell Paul?
P-O-U.
Yeah, so that's that problem, isn't it, between Paul and Paul. That ta-to. It doesn't have the O, so it's just Paul. So it's just a Paul. Like that. Paul, Māori. And that's the night. Literally, darkness. Paul. Night is in darkness. Okay? So just saying that after me. Poor Māori.
Poor
Māori. Poor Māori.
Poor Māori.
So that's a good thing to actually say as you say goodbye to someone in the evening. Poor Māori. And you actually, if you think about it, really appropriate, because what are you actually wishing them? A peaceful night, as in sleep, isn't it? So it's actually really appropriate in that way. Kia ora. Let's stand and finish up by singing Te Aroha again, okay? Te Aroha.